Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. Jordana, it's such a pleasure to be back here in the offices with you.
I know. Can you believe that it's already Christmas Day?
I can't believe it. Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Oh my God, we totally forgot in the office. We were going to, all surprise you with a, congratulatory Delta medallion status thing when you walked in the door, but then we got sidetracked and forgot about it. But here we are.
One person looked up and was like, "Oh, hey, you're recording in the back. Get out there." And I was like, "Okay, my usual hello."
Sorry.
No, it is a big week for me.
We were gonna do a performance dance number for you. We were very excited.
For those that are following along with my life on social media, you know how important the Delta status is to me, and it's a huge. It's been huge. I've gotten congratulations from people that like have never even spoken to me. They're like, hey, good for you.
I had a lot of people like asking me what it meant. Like,
I hate when people ask me what it meant because it doesn't mean that much. Like, life doesn't change.
Right.
This is like that happens a lot with like
it's
work
not like
stuff.
What, like you're having a baby. Like,
yeah, listen, I get. I'm a diamond status. That means nothing. I don't know what the fuck it means.
Do you wish that, like, you know, the best thing about getting engaged is you now have, like, a physical thing on your body so that everyone knows?
Yeah,
It sucks that they don't have that for you.
If they gave me a Delta pinky ring.
Right.
How funny
would
and obnoxious.
Like
I would wear
ring.
It while I flew. You know when some people wear their college
class
ring,
ring
only when they go back?
Right.
That's when I would do it like a class ring. I nothing changes. I'm very excited to be Delta stat. You know, like I actually love them as a company. I think they're very fair.
I agree. I mean, I didn't really know too much about all the airlines, but after this tour, I've flown a lot of Delta with you, and we've also flown a few other airlines that Delta doesn't fly those routes. And I do think that they've got a leg up, Delta.
And I guess it's for a reason. Someone told me they're like their prices are more expensive generally than all the other airlines, and it's like. Yeah, you get what you pay for. You know, like I do. The most amazing part, not to go down, the most amazing
not to
part.
To change the podcast not, topic.
Yeah, this is a Delta podcast. Not to change it too much, but the most amazing part, and you were there for it, is I woke up in the morning. I had the status elevation. I showed it to you. I was like, today's the day it happened. It was as if my wife had the baby.
Right.
And then you were like laughing about it. And then we got to the sky room to check in. And the people who worked there were like, understood how big a moment this was for me.
But you did tell them though.
Well,
they didn't
when
like
I checked,
know, they weren't like they're greeting you.
No, they weren't there like the office was supposed to be.
Right.
I did walk in, the guy did say congratulations very naturally, and I just looked at you and like the whole thing like made sense to them that I would be happy. And then he gave me a card.
Yeah, he ran down to like the gate just to make sure you got the card.
It was perfect.
I thought there was gonna be like a sweet note in there. Instead it was like, thanks for your like patronage.
They did write on it.
Yeah. So,
but it was like when I asked to take a picture, they were like, of course, everyone does.
Right.
You know, it was just very natural. I love that about it.
Honored to be taking that photo shoot. I think those came out pretty well.
Great pics.
Just saying.
Thank you. Totes preach. But we want to say, in addition to thanking Delta, who doesn't sponsor this podcast.
For getting us to all these cities.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to thank everyone who came out to any of the shows. They were all... all of them were special in their own unique way. I love all my children differently.
Exactly. Every city had a different vibe. Every city had like their own really cool energy, and you guys brought it, and we loved performing for you.
We did, and you know what? Let me give kudos to you, Jordana. You killed it. You were amazing. I appreciate it. But this isn't something you do every night. We did a different show every city.
Right.
And that is not easy to do, and you did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Well, you're a great person to be up there with. Not to have this be the...
pat ourselves on the back.
But you're, you know, obviously you have the training, and I feel like you made sure it was never weird. It kept going. never an awkward moment. I mean, and the audience too also helped with that. But
listen, we say it all the time. Great team. It's a show of uncomfortable conversations had comfortably. And when we do these live, you know, this is a subject and you don't understand it. Like, I make fun of this subject, dating and relationships, mm-hmm. every day of my life. So it can seem like I don't understand the gravity of it for right. some people. Because some of these shows, you see people that, like, people are dealing with this shit. And it was nice to, like, put a smile with it, to laugh yeah. at it, to kind of sit around people that are going through it with you. Like, you know, it was very nice. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for coming. Well, we don't know what the future of live shows will be for this podcast, but there's going to be a future in some way or another.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to do new cities, add new segments. That was the other thing. Like, so cool to see the segments work in every city.
Yeah.
The dating app makeovers.
Different people came up and, like, how their energy changed the show and made it great.
Fantastic. So, also, let's go back to the subject of holiday dating.
Yeah, since it is Christmas.
It is Christmas. Yeah. It's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. I know you're in your feety pajamas listening to this right now.
Hopefully doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Your family.
Here's a gift you can give someone, the gift of you up.
Yes.
Why don't you guys tell a friend or somebody, a cousin, a brother, a sister, a mama, anyone with ears, let them know about the podcast. Go tell a friend. Pass the word of you up. We want to keep making this thing bigger. Yeah. Make your Instagram yeah. story right now.
Here's the thing. This is a great time of year to get some lighthearted but useful dating commentary. If you're single, it gets pretty lonely. You're kind of reminded in a lot of ways of how single you are. If you're in a relationship, you're probably fighting with someone. There's a lot yeah. of family shit going around. There's like, it's a weird time of year to kind of like have forced feelings of like intimacy and closeness when sometimes that's not necessarily how you feel.
Also, this time of year, there's more variables. Like
right.
more things come up that you have to make a relationship decision on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming to see my parents? Should I see your parents? Who do I get a gift for? I'm seeing this guy for a month. It's kind of weird to not even acknowledge
right.
that it's the holiday. We went on two dates. This is the big one we get. We went on two dates and then the holidays come up and now I don't know what to do. We can't see each other for another month.
Right.
Where does that put our relationship? Like, that's a big one. It's
yeah.
like, because I've said it a million times, beware holidays and birthdays.
Right, it's kind of like the summer. It's like a little like Indian summer for like
yeah.
that summer style of dating of like, oh, we're both kind of busy doing all these things. Like, will we still give a shit about each other when we're back in town?
When the darkness of January and February arrive, you know?
That's when things start to get dark, as
yeah.
you said. Yeah,
like,
but this
like,
is the beginning.
That's really the cuffed season.
Yes.
January, February. But right now, you know, I think there's a lot of people that went on that date, met on that dating app, and they're going, what do we do now? Like, I think, like, this is the best time of year to be more casual.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're getting back to the summer.
Yeah, like, be that summer you. Yeah. Like, because there's so many other, like, work parties. People go out on weeknights mm-hmm. more during this time of year than they want to talk about.
Right.
Like,
yes,
this time of year,
they do, because there's all the parties and stuff.
And then you're like, well, we're out. We're drinking. I got a crew here. Mm-hmm. Let's go out again. I think it's a really good time to meet people. Like, if we want to look positively at this
yeah.
stuff, like, great time to meet people. Great time to be like, hey, I'm out. Let's do this now. Like,
yeah.
you went on the first date. You made out on a street corner, made out in the Uber. And then you went, you know, you're like, what do we do now? Invite them out. Let's get this going. Let's do another drink. And that, I'm not saying, like, sometimes people take, oh, meet up at night as like, well, now I gotta go fuck.
Right.
No, you don't have to do that.
It's just time to be cozy.
That's another opportunity to get face to face. You want, and I, listen, I sold life insurance. The tea they serve you is get in front of people.
Right.
Over the phone does nothing. So if the holiday offers you more opportunities to get in front of people, January, February, not a lot of opportunities to get in front of people.
I agree.
Not a lot of opportunities to be casual and fun and spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, this is when it happens.
I agree. I think it's a good time to like get out there, have fun. I would not necessarily be looking for the most intense thing at this juncture in time, especially in this like Christmassy, New Year's
yeah.
time. And there's a lot, again, I understand, I mean, like, from the, it is, we do try to make a positive light of it, but I do understand it's like that, like, New Year's is approaching, I'm starting to feel shitty about myself.
Yeah, like, I have no one to kiss on New Year's.
There's, like, this weird social pressure to, like.
I might have told this on another past New Year's episodes, because now we've gone a couple years on this. But, I mean, that New Year's kiss, I would go sit in the bathroom. I'd go take a shit.
Yeah, just hide.
11:50. I'd be like, I'd rather sit in the bathroom and fucking spend, like, just go 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year.
I mean, and then, it's like, better than having to, like, look around the room awkwardly and then just kind of, like, give your friend a hug.
Like, that friend that's not even your friend.
Right.
Like, that person.
And you're, like, kind of drunk. Yeah. Yeah.
The person whose name you always forget. And you're like, this is who I'm hugging on New Year's.
I feel like girls, the standards get a little lower on New Year's Eve because they're like, I need the body next to me.
This should be a take a shit New Year's. Let's, like, everyone, let's all. If you're a you up listener, all of us celebrate in the toilet if you're single. And
hide in the bathroom.
Hide in the bathroom. Like, I used to do this, like, handshake hug with a guy that, like, I don't know.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, dude. We did it. Like, I don't know your name. I call you Dude Man, bro.
Right.
But I guess we're
here we are, both.
We all Venmo'd for the same.
The
we're just two dudes.
Yeah.
That happened to be involved in the same group email that got us together for a bar deal.
And haven't managed to close by midnight.
Yeah.
So
wearing our blazers and jeans.
There you go.
I don't know. So listen, we're with you. We're here to commiserate about the holiday. I want to talk about, we both want to talk about Marriage Story.
Marriage Story, yes.
Now, I watched it while we were on tour.
I waited to watch, this romantic movie with my boyfriend.
What did you, so if you haven't watched it, I don't think we're going to give too much away. I think you know it's about a couple getting divorced. That's really the subject in the movie. I thought we both thought it was pretty interesting to just discuss our feelings from watching it.
Yes.
Because it's a good movie. It makes you feel.
It does.
I mean,
it's not the happiest of films, but it's not the saddest of movies either.
Oh, I walked away depressed. I was mad at the world.
Did you watch the end?
Oh, yeah, that end didn't fucking help me.
I kind of liked the end. It was like a...
Women love the end.
I liked the end. It was so, like...
But beyond... We don't want to give too much... I mean,
I like the end. I mean, it's December 25th. This movie has been out for like almost a month now. Watch it.
It's up for debate. Yeah, so the end isn't like... Oh, the big reveal. Like, I watched the end and felt a different way than you, obviously, so.
Fast forward, if you haven't watched it yet, but I feel like if you're going to watch it, you probably would have watched it by now. I'm a child of divorce, right?
So this is why I wanted to hear what you thought about it.
Right. I'm a child of divorce. My parents' divorce, arguably much worse than this.
Much worse.
Much worse.
Okay.
My parents are both far less mature than these kind of like immature people.
Okay.
And just did not really, they didn't even really factor us in terms of like the craziness that went on there.
They didn't factor how you guys would be developed based on their divorce.
It just didn't cross their minds. Maybe that's like a 90s thing, but they were just kind of like, yeah, I'm getting what I'm getting. And like, I
burn the earth.
I don't give a shit what happens to these kids. Like,
You feel like they handled their kid in the movie with kid gloves? Like, did you feel like they were...
I felt like it was somewhere in between. I thought it was very weird and sort of like out of character for these characters to bring their kids to all their divorce meetings.
Okay.
Like, they're all like going to the lawyers and like bringing the kids. Like, how many did you go to with mom? He's like 11 divorce lawyers.
Yeah.
And he's bringing them to like hang with the secretaries while he meets with the divorce lawyers. I thought that was like very weird.
To me, that was... He couldn't... Like, to me... I empathize with the guy a lot.
Right.
Like, I know they made him more... it felt like making him cheat on her was a way to get them, like, on an even playing field.
But it also even seemed like that was, like, just, like, a sidebar. Like, no one even, like, really cared about that.
Well, that was the thing to me. Like, I was like, she, like, knew about the cheating, but
she
didn't...
Right, she kind of cared, but, like, not really. I felt like because I had never seen them in the actual relationship, it really only shows you, like...
Yeah.
Right when she's about to leave.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of like, I don't really know who was right. I don't really know who's was wronged more. I don't really know who's more of the victim here. I'm only hearing what like each of them think of the situation, which sounds like the situation. I think they're both right. I think they're both wrong. I mean, like, it's funny. My parents got divorced when I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
I've read my parents' divorce papers, actually.
Really?
I've just like found them strewn around. That's how much no one gives a shit at how much we know or don't know. It's very open.
Yeah.
I've read my parents' divorce papers. And it's like that scene with like they're all just like throwing each other under the bus, like, they're, oh, they're you're, saying, an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic, whatever. Yeah. My parents divorced paper. My mom writes that my dad tried to run my grandma over with his car.
Which you would think he'd be in jail for such a thing, right?
Right. It's like all like these like
I don't mean to laugh at I mean that, no, but like,
it's all they're saying it's all like very like absurd. Like my mom, like the way even my dad left, like my mom called the cops to kick him out, and like I remember like just be like not really understanding what was going on, but just like, and then there were just like these two people who just hated each other for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So as the kid, I mean, like I felt for that kid. I also kind of like felt like he didn't have it that bad. do you know what
Toughen
I mean?
Toughen up, pussy.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, I also had like, it's nice to have siblings when you go through that too. Cause you're all like sort of in it together and you can commiserate and there's people who are like going through it with you. It must be tougher for an only child.
But this is so interesting to me because we watched it in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it very obviously watching that kid.
Right.
Like from what you're saying now, like I watched it watching him,
watching the Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, right? Yeah. To me, I'm Adam Driver. You know, like a with a better body. You know, but like I watched it being like it was almost like I could understand Adam Driver cheating more than I could understand her moving to LA with the kid. As bad as that sounds.
I thought it was, both were fucked up, I thought. I thought it was fucked up to move to, I think the way that I interpreted this marriage from them just screaming at each other and trying to tell you how they, I mean, it's hard because like, it would be, for me, it would be a more interesting story to see
them
how the marriage
together.
Actually went.
Yeah.
Instead of having to hear you tell them tell you about how they feel the marriage went.
It'd be like an 8-hour movie, but yeah,
right,
I understand.
For you to like get the actual gist of what it was really like and who was, but it seemed like, he was kind of like, oh, this has always been the thing. You've always been into it. Then one day you decided you weren't. And then, like, now you're just taking my kid to L.A., and that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, like, I slowly over the years realized that you were, like, very narcissistic and didn't really give a shit about me and only wanted everything to be about your world, which I also get. But
she could have said, like, she could have put a line in the sand and been like, you're not. We're not doing this. We have to move.
Right. You know,
like
that's
she never
saying.
Made
kinda,
it a more of an issue at the time.
Right. And sure, maybe he wasn't like allowing her to like he was not like encouraging that.
Yeah.
But at one point in her letter, she also writes that like he lets me feel how I feel. Right.
Yeah.
Like doesn't make me explain it. So it didn't really make any sense to me that like that was the way that she was painting him
as this controlling,
as treating her.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched it and by the end I was like, I was like, why would we all, what are we all aspiring to?
Well, the note, you know, the like, note for me reminded me of that, actually.
So in the beginning of the movie, they write, they reference this note of like, what do you love about the other person?
Right.
And they read both of their notes.
Or they refuse to read them.
Well, they refuse to read them, but they read them to the audience.
Right.
And I agree. The note, you're like, but like, I don't know, like the more you go through the, like they show them going through the lawyers and like he's getting all his money drained and he's, and like everything, like it got to the end and I was like, man, why are we even doing this? Like you could have just been happy enough with someone for a couple years and then kind of moved on and then.
Oh, I was thinking it's more like you could have just been like happy enough for your whole life with the same. No one else is going to, there's no one better person that's going to make you happy. I think it's, for me, I'm almost like, why couldn't you just like worked it out? Like it seems like you're both just terrible. Like why couldn't you just voiced how badly you wanted to move back to LA like earlier? Why couldn't you both like, why did you let it get there to me?
Do you think she could ever get over the cheating? Like I don't think.
Yeah, I think she could have because it seemed like the way that he made it out was like it was almost the marriage was like almost entirely disintegrated anyway.
It showed to me the backlog of emotions and how like it's like plaque. Like the more you don't say something, the more it builds
right.
up.
Right. Yeah, that's why communication like that. That's a fucking cliche, but it's also extremely true. Like if you're holding things in, the longer you hold them in, that's when it becomes like you can't save it anymore.
Well, I kind of saw it at our shows. Like I to go back to the live shows.
Right.
Like after the shows, like we ended up at a bar, and sometimes the person I have the weirdest interactions with after the shows mm-hmm. is like a very like a husband or a very serious boyfriend that was dragged by their wife or very serious girlfriend.
Okay.
because he will come up to me, and it doesn't happen all the time. I'm saying once in a while, but I understand where he's coming from. I empathize. Where we're on stage speaking so honestly.
Right. Because we can. Because we can.
It's easiest for us. It's admittedly, I'm not saying it's like, it's the easiest for us to talk.
It's easiest for us to see someone else's shit than to see, obviously, than to see our own or to deal with our own.
It's also easier for us to do it this way than the live way.
Right.
We don't, like, when we talk about it here, there is no filter. We're talking about a
you know, we're just reading an email. We can't look into someone's face while we tell them this guy hates them.
Exactly. So sometimes, and this happens because I, you know, I'm a guy on stage. The audience is mostly women. So, it, like, I could see how a guy with his wife would be like, fuck this dude. Like, oh, right. He thinks he's a fucking hot shot. These women like him, which isn't the case. Like, if anything, I've said this before, it's like very familial with all the women in the show. Like, it all feels like they're like my sister at some point. But he could be like, and the wife could always look at him and go, so what do you think about that? And I'm saying undeniable things. Like, guys want to fuck. Like, right. I say that many times on this show. And I do get this vibe from the guy where it's like, now I got to fucking answer for the shit you're saying. Right. And it's like, I do understand that because in a relationship, it's just easier to be like, no, we're good and hug. And then, you know,
and
I love you.
And not talk about those things and not, like, it's easier to not rock the boat. It's easier.
Yeah.
To, especially once you've committed to someone, once you've married them, then it's like, then it becomes like, oh, if I'm going to, why am I going to, we're already married to get at, it's not like there's a way out. But, like, it should be the other thing. It should be more like, now there's, like, now we can't leave. So now let's, like, be real. Now let's, like say it how it is so it doesn't become this thing that we're stuck in, that we've become these two different people.
Sure.
Because we've said it earlier, you know? And for me, like, that's what I, from my parents' divorce, that's what I learned from, like, from seeing, like, from reading all these emails, like you said, like, from being at these live shows, there is a sense to me of, like, yeah, I've seen how dark that gets. And, like, that almost makes me optimistic because I'm like, I know what not to do in a lot of ways. Or
yeah.
At least somewhat. Or, like, I'm always on the, at least the, I think the most important thing is not even that you know what to do. It's that you're aware that it needs work.
Sure. I'm with you. I don't, yeah.
That
I
you're
mean,
not like free coat, that you know it's not going to be like this coasting thing.
This
where
isn't the easiest thing. This is going to be hard. There's going to be hard conversation. I mean, I watched that movie and I was like, I can't believe my parents are still together.
Right. You know? Well, like, I think that when you say, like, when you congratulate a couple for being married 30 years, it's not like, oh, you're not congratulating them because, like, they chose the right person, in my opinion. That almost never is the case. It's more like you, like, went through these, like, tough periods, which there always will be.
Yeah.
You went through the shit with this person and you still, like, stuck through it and then you came out. And most of the time I feel like it does go like an ebb and flow, like, situation. Like the stock market, sometimes it's up and it's great and sometimes it's not.
Sure.
And, like, it's easy to just be like, fuck it when it's not. And I think that's really the congratulatory part. It's like you dealt with the shit. You came out through the other side. And, like, you are stronger. If you actually go through it, I think you're stronger instead of glossing it over.
And that, I mean, that's also to, like, the people that are single where they're like, you know, we get asked a lot of questions where, like, I don't want to do anything wrong. It kind of shows you there's no wrong.
Right.
People who, you know, want to make it happen will figure it out with you.
Right. That's the exactly. That's exactly it. That's why it's like. That's why it's hard to get divorced. It's because they want it to be hard. They want it to be, like, not just, like, the fact that you can't just run away means you kind of, like, are forced to work on it. And I know that sounds like a terrible thing.
But it's
actually, like, at the end of your life, if you're with this person, it's like, yeah, we've been through some shit together. Like,
sure.
And that it's almost like you're rushing a fraternity. Like, we've seen this, all this shit. We've dealt with this shit together. We stayed
together. We pledged together.
We stayed together through it. And we didn't kill each other. And, like, that's how you really get to know someone, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think I wanted to recommend. I mean, I wanted to recommend the movie to people. I'm not a big, like I watch fucking 90 Day Fiancé and Shark Tank. So, like, I'm not like a big, like, on the
marriage story
guy. Yeah. I was interested. I mean, it's funny. We talked before we started taping. Like, the fights make me anxious on it. Like, it's real downer. Like, you said that about.
Mike said that too. He's like, this is just, like, very, like. Upsetting to watch.
It's upsetting to watch.
It's not like an uplifting film. Yeah. But that's why at the end, when he reads, she wouldn't read the letter to him. He reads the letter again and basically says these nice things about him. And to me, that just goes to show, like, no one's a real villain. Even like that's like, yeah, sort of like in the court, in the divorce court, and in like as you're separating from someone, and that goes for the smallest of 3 month breakups.
Yeah,
there's no one who's just like a shitty, terrible person. It's like all these people have these redeeming qualities that you, at one point when you decided to sleep with or meet up with them,
yeah,
or like marry them, all like had, and maybe they've changed, and maybe you don't like the new version of them, sure, that's changed. But like, there's redeeming qualities to anyone, and like.
Yeah, anyone who's married was a piece of shit to someone else, you know, right, and a piece, yeah, of shit maybe to their husband or wife. So, yeah, I think like that's a really positive, like, a way of, yeah, looking at it. Like, because in those court scenes where they're trying to make the other one evil, like, you can make anyone evil.
Right. Or even at the brunch table when you're trying to make like the guy evil. It's like,
yeah,
yeah, this guy like has his own shit just like you do.
Well, that's why it's like, you know, it's hard to not take these things personally. The 3 monther, the guy who ghosts, right, after a month, the girl who keeps taking your texts even though she has no attraction to you but likes, right, getting your texts. Like,
keep seeing you.
It's, yeah, always their own shit. It's, right, always like what's going on in their head. Not, and like a lot of people are like, well, what do they think? It's like, if you live your life that way, you're always going to be, right, fucking, you're always going to be sitting there putting the puzzle pieces together. If you reverse it and you go, well, what do I think?
Right.
You know, yeah, it's going to be a little bit easier.
And that's what I mean, I say this a lot. It's like whenever someone does one, you're always like, well, why is this person doing this to me? It's more like when the real question is like, why does this person do this? Because it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And why are you still taking it? You,
right, know, like, yeah.
Let's do some awkward sex. You ready?
And on that note.
I mean, it's a tough conversation.
Merry
it's
Christmas.
A tough watch. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah. Whatever you celebrate, go have a great holiday.
You have
I got some shows if people want to come. It'll be happier than this conversation. Springfield, Massachusetts. Later. I'm going to be there the 26th through the 28th. And then I'm going to be in Naples, Florida. January 3rd through 5th. And then I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, and, ooh, Buffalo. So Springfield, Mass., Naples, Florida, Salt Lake City, and Buffalo. JaredFreed.com. If you want to come, bring the friends. Especially this time of year, it's good to get out of the house, do something different.
For sure.
That isn't standing in a bar and getting drunk. You can sit and get drunk and listen to me talk about my farts. So JaredFreed.com.
That's
the dream. Let's do so. You have anything you're talking about?
Just download Ship. You know, it's one of those seasons. I think January 1st is like the most popular day of the year to download dating apps.
Dating apps in the gym.
You got your friends. Get into it. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, let's do some awkward sex. All right. You ready? Whenever I hear an awkward sex story, I think mine is of mine. So here it goes. 2 years ago, I went out to dinner with my dude, who I had been dating for a few months. And I got this salad. It's one of my favorite salads, and it has goat cheese on it. Goat cheese makes my belly hurt, but like, whatever, it tastes good. Okay. Story of my life.
Sounds like you wrote this.
Yeah, like this is the story of my life. Like,
this is the way it's written. Like, yeah. We went out to dinner. I got a salad. Salad is goat cheese.
It makes my belly hurt, but whatever.
Tastes I felt that good. Way about many, many a food. Fuck yeah, it.
Same way. Anyway, that night was anal night.
What? So I'm saying I love the way this story is written.
Anywho, yeah, this is one of the better written emails.
It's just
emails.
Like sentence, punk, like.
Anyways, that was an anal night. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's like Taco Tuesday.
Bad night to have an anal night.
Yeah.
That was tonight, anal night. I know, sounds weird, but like that's a thing. We sexed up for a while via text, talking, etc. And somehow this just ended up being the night that it was coming to fruition. And I know, why get the salad with goat cheese? But as I said above, it's super good. I listen, treat yourself. And he wanted to go to this place, and I had planned on getting something else, but clearly I have no willpower. I love
how there's like an extensive explanation of like how she really, like...
The thing is,
in her head now, she's going back and forth. She's like,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, everything she's written, I get. Like, same. Where she's like, we sex, like, even the way she got to anal, she's like, we've been hyping this up. Like, right. I've been, you know, we've been getting each other wet on this fucking text, talking about it. And then we're going to do it. And then all of a sudden, look at the cheese. Menu. Oh,
yeah.
Who cares? Come on. So I felt a tad uncomfortable about the butt stuff. Because of the belly situation, but as I explained above, at the time the relationship was new, and I don't know, I kind of wanted to do butt stuff with him, and I had promised it and hyped it up for like a month before. I really was trying to put on a sexy night, you know. I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm along for this ride.
Yeah. So we're in the throes, and my belly is really feeling weird, and I reach behind to touch his peen a little because I had a weird feeling, and my hand is covered in poop, and. And we both kind of hesitate, and he pulls out the whole way, and there's poo-poo all over his peen. All over. Oh, and then the smell. We both start laughing super hard, and then we ran downstairs and got in the shower. Anyways, we're engaged now. What?
That happened that night.
Just he gets on a knee and gives her a poop-covered ring.
Right.
Anyways, we're engaged now. One of those things that seems like a horror story, but in the moment with the right person is just what it is. Hope you all enjoy. P.S. In my head, I've titled this Poo Poo Platter. Love that name. I love this email because it's funny with sex. Like, there's this fear of like I love the way she went through the whole thing.
Right.
There's this.
Because she took you through her mindset.
And I was with her every step of the way. There's this fear that like, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this has happened in the history of the world, but like. The idea that, like, they're texting about butt stuff, and then poop ends up on his dick, and the guy would go, ew, you fucking bitch, and, like, leave. Like,
right.
That would never... He's involved in the butt stuff, too. If you put a dick in a butt, you're going to expect some poop.
That's the other... That's the working title of your autobiography.
It's my children's book. You do some anal, you're going to get some poop. Yeah,
poop like, bladder's good, yeah.
Do you have another name?
Shit or get out of my butt. I don't know.
I like poo poo pee pee. Okay. Just because it's fun to say. Yeah, we're doing the poo poo pee pee tonight.
I mean, this is like the big fear when considering that also.
Of course. Chocolate covered cock.
There you go.
Yeah. I thought I had some more. I like to call... What is the thing where they put it in the bread to see if it's done, and if it sticks, it's not. It's done, and if it doesn't,
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Someone's gonna DM it to me.
Yeah.
We
just call this shitty sex.
Shitty sex. I love it. I love that they're engaged.
Yeah,
because,
that's
like,
great.
Listen,
you're gonna have to marry that.
Someone is out there being like, should I do the anal? I don't want to get poop.
Now you know.
Doesn't matter. Go for
it. The worst case happened.
Yeah. This is the worst case scenario.
Skip on the goat cheese, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or don't. Whatever.
Someone's listening going, ooh, I'm really in the mood for a salad now.
Right.
Would you do it? Have you ever done it? What's your thoughts?
With the poop thing? No.
You ever done anal?
I don't know if I want to say.
Okay. I tried. I've tried. Okay. I've tried. Well, the noise is, here's the thing. Anal, I want someone to be on board for it.
Okay.
Like, it's fun to test with someone that right. you love and that you're having a fun time with.
Is it? I feel like a lot of girls are like, should I? Shouldn't I? It's I could try to be adventurous with this, but I don't really want to do it. But I kind of like feel like it'd be a new experience. I feel like that's the female mindset behind.
Sure. And anal. Also there's like now that like, well, I mean, I talk about male ass play all the time. Right. I've had, you know, a fucking finger up my butt many a time. I'm a fan. Like it feels like, you know, a finger in the butt during a blowjob. It feels like I'm cleaning out the cum from my whole body. Like okay. I come from like the back of my throat.
Right.
You know, but from the female side where it's like, you know, a lot of people are like, there's nothing in there. There's nothing to gain for the woman. But some people, women are into it.
I think that is a kind of thing where you could feel like you could come from that.
Okay.
I'm sure
everyone has their own way.
I think you can. But it's like there is the fear of like the shitting thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's what was I gonna say about that? It's kinda, I feel like with a lot of girls I know the sentiment is kinda like, I mean, I guess I do it with my husband. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd have to be like,
I do it with someone I could put a towel on the ground with.
Someone who you'd just be like super comfortable with, and like, it's not something you're like, for most, at least from, it's possible this is just my friend group sure. or people that I've spoken to. It just seems like the kind of thing where you're like, I would try it with like the right person in the right circumstance, but like I only really need to try it once or something.
The only time with anal with women that I've gotten, the noise is just different, and it's not a sexual noise.
What's the noise?
Like when you're fucking, like when you're having sex, like you hear like when you're like having, when you go for anal, it's like like it's like a more like it's like
that doesn't sound hot at all.
Exactly, because right. it's like, you know, there's,
well, it's painful.
Right. So like, it's just, that's always been my thing with it, where it's like, I'm like, I don't want to do that to somebody.
It seems like one of those things that's like sex on the beach, where it's like, kind of want to do it for the thrill of it, but it's probably like not going
to
be that great.
And then you got sand in your ass for a week, and you're like, get me the fuck out of here. And
then
you can't shit for a week, and you're like, oh my god, it's lodged in my stomach.
Right. It just seems like a high risk, low reward thing.
Red flag, deal breaker. You're doing.
If I was doing that, and then I guess.
Let's say you had a finger up a butt, and then you pull it out, covered in shit. It looks like a dove bar.
The guy was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I had too much goat cheese."
I think that makes it worse. If someone said they had too much, I was like, I don't need to know what's on my finger.
Why it is?
Yeah, I don't need the why.
No, the why. Oh. I would need them to be like, oh, like I'm sorry you have had to deal with that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's also like, again, like if you're prone to a UTI, it's a worrisome thing.
I guess so.
You can't do any mix. There's more rules, you know, like
can't mix the
like UTIs are no joke.
No
I
joke.
I have to say, you haven't had one, but
no, but not, I do understand that, like every time you have sex, when you see the girl running to the bathroom, the pressure, you can see the you can see the thought in their eye of like, I don't want this turning into something bad. I got to go to the bathroom
right
away.
That's what I'm saying. It's like not, once you've had one, like normally you would imagine most people would kind of be like with the goat cheese, like, we'll see what happens.
Sure.
But once you've had one, you're just like, I'm not doing this.
I can't wait for that pill the next day to get it done. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed. And get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready. All right, okay. I'll read the next one.
Go for it.
Hi, J&J. Thanks for the podcast. I always look forward to new episodes every week. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 8 months. A few months ago, I opened his computer to do some work and saw that he had been on the website for an escort service in our area and had been looking at pictures of one woman in particular. She wasn't completely naked in any of these photos, but it was the type of content I would imagine guys could maybe masturbate to. Dressed in lingerie, sexy poses, nipples seen through a sheer blouse, etc.
Yes, we could.
There you go. I decided to be forward and confronted him about it in a non-accusatory way. He told me the reason he had been looking at the girl was because she was from his small town, and he and his friends had heard rumors that she had become an escort in the bigger city we currently live in. That's why he was looking at the photos, because he wanted to see if it was true. After he showed me this girl was indeed friends with him on Facebook, I believed him and everything was all right. However, fast forward now, months later, and I'm using his computer, and I see that this website is in his most recent visited websites. I mean, seriously, does he really not think I'm going to notice this? I see in his search history that he's been back on that website multiple times since the first time I talked to him about it, the most recent visit being 2 weeks ago. I also notice from timestamps that he visits the website at the same time as he is visiting his porn websites, so I imagine that he's likely, very
this
likely...
This girl's good.
Seriously, she's got like... It's so funny.
I didn't even know you could do this. You could even search for this.
Oh, yeah. These emails are like, it's literally kind of like you would, like when you watch a crime show and like you find the detectives getting closer and closer to the, to who did it.
Yeah.
And they're like comparing timestamps and like looking at surveillance footage.
This is CSI masturbation.
Like, it really is like the same thing. It's so funny. Anyway, he's looking at the same time he's visiting the porn site, so I imagine he's likely masturbating to these photos, or at least looking at them while in a horny state. Like I already said, I really don't care about him watching porn. Masturbation and porn can be a healthy part of life and relationships. However, he is masturbating to pictures of a woman who he knows personally, which bothers me. He's not close friends with her, but they're from the same small town and hooked up a few times years ago when they both still lived there. So is this normal? If he was masturbating to sexy photos of an ex, it would be grounds for a breakup. But can I be upset about him jacking off to a girl who's an acquaintance? Or is this an abnormal guy a normal guy practice?
Okay.
Sincerely, small town escort makes it big.
I appreciate this email.
I think it's an interesting question.
I'm on the guy's side.
I think every high school town probably has this. There's like the one girl who's maybe like in the video or doing some porn.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I mean,
you know that you knew them, so you kind of like have to look, and then maybe you get like again, like, it's sort of like,
it's curiosity. It's also like, you know, this is the reason amateur porn exists.
Right.
Like, the more, you know, and I'm sorry to say this, but like, the more real, the more personalized it can be.
Is that better?
It's you're taking a diversion from your life in your mind, in your, you know, like, you're taking a trip from reality to a reality that might be possible, and mm-hmm. that makes it a little bit hotter. And I don't, like,
what I was imagining, right?
She writes, if it was masturbating to a sexy photos of an ex, it would be grounds for a breakup. Do you believe that?
It would be more, it would be worse, I think.
Okay, why?
Especially, because it's kind of like, if they were, like, on his phone or on his computer, and, like, I think it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, if maybe not, okay, if they were doing that, it wouldn't be grounds for a breakup. If, like, it was obvious, if it was, like, not hidden from me, like,
sure.
I don't, again, it's kind of like the cousin masturbating thing. It's
sure.
It's like, if I know about it, you're not being respectfully discreet enough.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can't control what happens in people's minds. Everyone has the right to masturbate to whomever pops into their head. You can't control thoughts. I'm not like an advocate of controlling thoughts. It's kind of like, yeah, if I saw a screenshot on his phone of his ex, like, recently popped up, and like, or I walked into like this big picture of his ex in a bikini on his naked picture of his ex.
But this guy obviously didn't want her to see it. Like, he wasn't liking the girl's pictures. It kind of came up in a way that she searched out.
Right. Yeah, she found it.
I think it's not a big deal.
Especially if he's not, like, speaking to her. I think it would make me more uncomfortable if, like, he was still, like, they were, like, pretty friendly.
Yeah. They're not friendly. He's definitely whacking off to her pictures. He's definitely taking a trip to a reality that's not a reality.
I mean, they have hooked up.
They have hooked up. But here's what I'll say to her. I think this, to me, this lives in the false idea that you break up with someone and you're like, I hate that ugly bitch.
Right. Which is most of the time is not true.
Never true. Nobody breaks up because they weren't attracted to the person anymore in 99% of the cases. I mean, you could be over it.
Mm-hmm.
You could be over the, here's the thing. What you said this on a podcast a few, why do you get a prostitute? Like, why?
So the person leaves.
So they leave.
Right.
So the idea that he's, you know, having unsavory thoughts
doesn't mean he wants to be with her.
Exactly. Right? It's he's going to a 15-minute place where there's no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
It gets it off his mind. It's not like he's pining. I'm living in a world where I'm being, you know, this is
That's
coming from my perspective. So I'm not saying this is his exact thought, but listen, I've been there. This is an unsavory thing for me to say, but like, I can understand this. Like, I don't.
I think if there's no, like, contact with her.
Yeah.
Like, if, like,
it's not like
this
talking,
would make me.
Yeah.
If it was like they were talking, or like she's Snapchatting him, like if it escalates to that, or like she was sending him her underwear or something. I don't know. Like, again, if she's like not, if it's just like this like digital part like thing that's not having anything to do with like her as a person that literally doesn't involve her.
Yeah.
Besides,
and he's going, here's the other thing that's like, you know, this is all based in ego, but it's like that person once would.
Like, right.
That girl, she said they made out a few times in high school. And I know you're like, high school, go fuck yourself.
Oh,
but like,
no, I mean, that makes sense. It's like, it makes it like
a real,
it adds an element of reality to like a,
to an unreal thing.
Right.
So like, I empathize with this guy. I gotta say, like, I know it makes me sound bad, but like,
I would not mention it to him. Again, I think that it's okay to have a little secrets in a relationship. This isn't something he's doing has anything to do with you that's harmful to you. If you don't mind that he watches porn, I don't think it's a big deal. If he starts inviting her to the group hangouts.
Yeah, different story.
That's a different story.
If you get a text on the phone, he goes, oh, well, that's the girl.
Then you have a new problem.
Different problem. But
right.
The idea that, like, this popped up in your front. This is the problem with 2019 dating is you have to get, and someone could disagree with this. I could understand how someone would disagree with this. Like, well, this goes back to the marriage story discussion,
mm-hmm.
working through uncomfortable things.
Right.
Like, she had the conversation. He gave an explanation. Do you love him? You have to go, okay, noticed. It's going to play against you in future arguments that come up about this?
You think she's gonna?
No, I'm saying like we were saying with like, let's say the she sees a text on his phone being like, let's go hang out today.
From this girl. Okay.
Then this is in this goes in the file of this girl.
Right. You know, then like, I think you can bring that up.
Then yes. You bring it up. But it's like right now the file has something that he goes, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You can choose your battles.
Listen, I've been in arguments with my girlfriend where I'm like it'll come up in this way where it's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. This is not a comfortable thing to have you see.
This is not like the shiniest part of our relationship.
Or the shiniest part of me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm obviously this is icky, but this is the
Would you be upset if you found out she was like masturbating to her ex-boyfriend?
I wouldn't be upset. I would be like, well, what are you thinking about that I can do?
But it wouldn't be about that. Just like if she said that to you about this kind of situation, if like this girl said that to this guy, it wouldn't be like.
I know.
I
understand what you're saying, but like, you know, maybe it's a start of a conversation of like, he's like, I don't know, that's something like she's not someone I would ever want to be with, but maybe we can role play in the world that she lives in. Like maybe you're my, you know, someone I ordered as a, you know, like doing like a, what's it called? A role play situation. I think it can go in a, the discussion can go in a direction that is positive.
I think it could, but I think more than likely, it's more about the fact that that person just like isn't you. Like, should we only be expected to like get off to the people that we're one person that we're only with for the rest of our lives, hypothetically?
Listen, I obviously agree with you. I don't think that's what I'm saying.
If it was her and she was like, yeah, I was thinking about this, we had a different kind of relationship, and like sometimes I like to think about that.
I wouldn't want to hear that. I understand
like,
where you're coming from. Like, I understand the idea of like, I saw something I didn't want to see.
Right.
And we can work through this, or I can say, well, if it was an ex, there's no rules. You know, like, it's like, I saw something. The problem with the internet is also the solution. Like, you get to look up who they're looking up on. You get to see the timestamps on when they masturbate and what they're looking at.
Yeah.
But you're also going to have to face icky realities.
Right. You have too much information.
You get both.
Right.
So you want the information, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
If that makes you break up, I'm going to tell you right now, the next guy's going to have his own shit.
Right. But I'm saying, yeah, you can understand why someone would be like, feel weird about that.
Totally. But I can also understand why he would be like, I didn't want to fight with you about, like,
right.
You're like, we're good.
Right.
You know,
like, I'm just saying, I can imagine this happening to a girl being like, oh, it's this guy I like used to like date in college, and I ran into him the other day. I don't speak to him anymore, but I ran into him, and then I was thinking about him.
Listen, when Jess and I first started dating, there were certain people that would text me out of the blue, like that I used to have relationships with. And like, in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm gonna, like, as far as like, I wasn't like ghosting these people, but like, there were people that I kept up with to, like, you know, late night type of things.
Right.
I'm sure she had the same. But as we got closer, I started muting these people because I didn't want to get in a situation where the text would pop up, she'd see the name, and then it was like, who's this person?
Right.
And I was like, it was easier for me to go, let me mute this person so that I can get away from them in a very polite and, you know, like, and like, hey, I have a girlfriend, and then like, let them know. And like, they see I have a girlfriend. Like, it's not even like it's all out there. Like, but like, it was more for like preservation of like us to live in some sort of unreality to avoid the icky truths of like if I saw a guy pop up on our phone today, I go, well, who? I would have questions. And it's like, those are tough to answer. And I would understand if she had muted those people to go, listen, I love Jared. I don't want to deal.
Screaming it from the rooftops.
But I would understand if she was like, this is something I don't even want to deal with. This only detracts and makes me untrustworthy, even when there's nothing to be untrustworthy about.
Right.
So I understand her discomfort. I'm not saying she's wrong for the email.
Okay.
But I am saying that I take his side because like I can see him being like, what do you want me to say? You know, like,
right.
Yeah, I pop one off to this girl because I made out with her once and that makes me look like a fucking freak idiot.
I think it's more just like, we, again, like internet, like you said, we know more things than we have known and should know. And like, it's okay, I think, to just like turn a blind eye unless it's actually like a real, like
a real, it, a and real it's tough thing. To know when the real thing is. I understand that. That's it, because
to me, the real thing is when the person is making their way into your life.
I agree.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do some more emails. You ready?
Yeah.
J&J, your pod rules. Here and listen, if you have an email, UUP@Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Also, games. We love playing the Red Flag Deal Breaker.
Send them in.
Send in your versions. Would you rather new games? We're into it. J&J, your pod rules. Here's a question. NYC single female 30 had a fantastic date. Oddly agreed on a lot of topical issues.
Hot.
Is that hot?
For us, kind of.
Ooh, topical.
That can like make us feel like more intimacy.
I love the thought of like oddly. Like no one has the thoughts I have.
So, no other Manhattanites believe that. I don't know.
A liberal Jew in Manhattan? Oh my.
We both had the same thoughts on de Blasio.
That's funny.
He could be doing a better job.
Good kisser, the works. You hold yourself back on the sex because, well, maybe you could like this person, then this happens. Oh, you're looking for sex? Respectable, but not tonight. More curious from Jared. Is this a winning situation at all? Thanks. I'm having trouble reading
so,
this.
So she sends a text.
Oh, so we have a text.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's basically saying, I think we read too far ahead probably, I guess. She's saying she had a great date, good kisser, agreed on a lot of stuff. She decided not to have sex with him because she wants to turn into something more and she'd rather hold off. And then she gets this text. So she wants to know, is this a winning situation at all?
Okay. So then he wrote, so we'll read the text.
Right. So I guess she probably decided.
They had the date.
I assume they had the date. He was probably like, oh, I'll come up. And she was like, nah.
I got it. She was like, I'm not having sex tonight. Nah. And then he leaves. Now they have this conversation.
Right, 12:42 a.m.
Yeah, this is the post date text.
Yes,
and we've all had this text because I'm reading it now. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So he sends the I don't know emoji,
and then she said, I mean, it's a GIF, but it looks like she's kind of just like the well,
another I don't know look.
It is what it is, kind of emoji.
And then he wrote, because obviously he got turned down.
Right. So and she's like kind of just like, well, that's what happened.
That's what happens. And then he write, ha, it's all good. You definitely got my dick hard. He's not a poet.
Right. And then I like how she's just like choosing to ignore this.
Yeah.
She goes, call me after Portugal or maybe this weekend. Thanks for the drinks. I had fun.
I love that. I actually think like. Again,
she's like probably annoyed by it, but just like, I'm just not even going to answer that.
It's you're dealing with two different brains on a date.
Right. It's okay. So funny to be loving this complete opposite conversation.
I mean, he was on the date. Topical. We both hate de Blasio.
Good kiss.
The works. And then he leaves and he's like, you made my dick hard. That's his penis texting her. And then she plays it great.
Penis, go away.
Yeah. No, let me talk to the other guy.
Call me after Portugal. Maybe this weekend. Thanks for drinks. I had fun.
And then he writes, this weekend, hopefully.
Good luck at Madewell.
I wish you were here naked.
And then she does the other like shrugging emoji.
Yeah.
See, I understand where she's coming from. Like, this is an annoying text.
It's annoying. I get it.
It's especially annoying because he keeps going after she like is clearly changing the subject. She does not want it to go that way.
I'm telling you, the penis is at the wheel. And I know that's not an empathetic. No one, no woman's going to be like, you're right. I understand. That's not an a real response, but I'm just telling her what's going on.
And here's why this situation is especially annoying for us, because it's like, We were now like, as soon as that date ended, we were like very like hopeful and excited about it. And we thought it was going well. It was like in our head, not to say that it was a complete emotional masturbation thing, but you're like, this could be a thing. We had a really good time. I had a great time. Like,
I think that's well within her rights.
Yeah.
So you go on a first date with someone. If you're on a date to find someone to be with, to do your marriage story with.
Right. Then, to eventually get your divorce with. Yes.
There's no wrong in that to me, but it seems as though he was there for a different reason. But I also think most guys are at a first date for a different reason. Like, I think
to have sex.
I think it's like,
I always thought of it as like they would, but they'd almost like if they thought it went really well, then I think a lot of them, in my head, I'm always like a lot of them, like if they actually did think the date went well and they do are potentially would be down for a relationship, they're also kind of happy that you didn't have sex with them.
There's a piece of that. It's very difficult. It's like, especially in this world where, like, you know, disposability, she's in New York City, the swipes never end. He's a distracted participant. He's on the date being like, I'm out with this person because I think she's fucking hot and I want to fuck her. Yeah. And that's a hard truth. And every guy gives the same answer to this question. When women, I can't speak for women, but when women ask a guy, well, what do you want? What are you looking for? And guys give this shitty answer that they all hate, which is like, I don't know, to have fun. And if the right person comes along, then I would go. Right. Then
if
I would be.
Well, the part we're listening to is the if the right person comes along.
Because you're the right person.
Right.
You're the star of your movie. Of course you would think that. So I think it's twofold, and it sucks to give this advice to her. Like, she's basically making it all or nothing.
I think she should, because, like, honestly, like, to me, if a guy is texting that to me after this date, I've clearly, made it clear that I'm not looking for that.
Yeah.
And he is pushing it.
The worst part about his text is he completely ignores all the humanity.
Signs. Right, all of the signs. Yeah. It's like, and she's telling him, essentially by if he knows how to read between the lines at all, she's telling him, I am not interested in just that.
Yeah.
That's like, for me, like, pretty, like, without her physically having to say that and make things uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She's saying, like, hey, I'm not, like, looking for it to go down this path right now.
Yeah. The only way I would go out with him again, I mean, you should definitely not meet up with him on the weekend. I mean, that's only.
I mean, don't end. Yeah.
I mean, this has got to be like, if he was like, if he wrote you on the weekend, what's going to happen? He's going to text on the weekend after he's out and after he's used up whatever easy hookups could maybe come his way. And he's going to send a text being like, are you out tonight? Oh, I'm out with my friends. I'm here. Come meet up. It'll be a come meet up situation. You should never come meet up if you're looking for more.
Right.
Hey, it's just can't tonight. I'm down for... And then you could be completely honest. Like, I think this is a moment to be honest. Like,
after when... Like, during this texting situation?
Not now, but, like, obviously she's a little turned off.
Right.
But I would say to him... He said, hopefully weekend. Okay, my dick's hard. Shruggy. Done with conversation. Then he's going to come back with, are you out this weekend? And then I would come back with something very honest and vulnerable. Hey... We had a good connection. I felt we had a good connection. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking to just hook up. I'm looking for something serious. No fault on you for looking for something different than that.
Right.
But if it's going to take you having sex with me to realize whether you want to pursue something real, I don't want to be a part of that.
I think that's a great text.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's like, I think that's actually puts it in like, sometimes with these situations, people get personally offended and then it just blows up.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be offended that he like wants to have sex with me. I don't think that's like, oh, like how dare he try to like hook up with me. It's more like the disregard for the fact that was made clear. And like, it just seems like it shatters the illusion in a way that I find to be like a big turnoff. Like you said, like And like kind of like you said, like on a first date, I wouldn't go up to a guy and be like, yeah, I'm looking to have to get married and have kids and like and get there in a certain time frame that I feel like is that like, sure, that might be what I'm thinking. That's the male version of what I'm thinking. Just like a guy is going like, yeah, I would love to just have sex tonight and then like think about the rest of this tomorrow. They're both true. Right.
Yeah, they're both true.
But like, there's a respectfulness and like a way that you go about things that like
this was disrespectful.
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't blame her if she was like, fucking this guy.
Right. If she was just like, it left like a weird taste in my mouth.
If she could look over it, I would understand that too. But you'd have to look over it and give him like literally a centimeter to get through it. Like it would have to be. He would have to really play this right to make a comeback because. The worst thing in the world would be you go out with them again, you don't say these things, and now every date you end up with, like, I'm the bad guy who doesn't want to fuck. She wants to fuck, too.
Right.
Like, but she wants it with someone that's going to be, and, you know, someone
that's looking for something that could be serious.
She doesn't want to be disposable.
Right.
Let's do some games. You ready?
Let's do it.
You can send a UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do it.
All right.
Red flag deal breaker.
They have 10 Instagram followers.
Totally fine with this.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't even matter to me. They have 10. I would assume if they have 10 Instagram followers, this isn't really a part of their life. I would also assume maybe they're someone who goes on Instagram to follow people and not really to get
not
followed.
Not actually to use it.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of hot, I guess.
It's interesting. It's like, I get, you've used it in your own special way.
What if they post all the time?
And they have 10 followers? I don't know if that would make a difference to me.
You're still...
What if they only follow 10 people? And they're followed...
And they're posting all the time?
And they're posting all the time. Like, they want to keep their ratio down. I see this in comedy a lot, where people are like... They're like, I only follow 10 people, and then anyone can follow my
life.
Right,
it's very like... You know who does that? Like, Beyonce. Like
you think you're Beyonce,
right? Like Beyonce follows like one person.
Yeah, this is Beyonce. Right. I understand it,
right?
But if you're just Rachel and you follow 10, but you have 2,000 followers, and then you treat it as if
that's annoying for you.
To me, that's more of annoying because you're like you're not even like you have more than 10 friends. You have a cousin. You have a family member.
Right. Ten is annoying. If it was like she has like 2,000 followers and she follows like 100 people, I think that's fine.
That's fine.
Because then it's like I just want to follow people I know.
Yeah. And while I am ruthless, I am being more honest than the person who follows the person that they met at the fucking, you know, work event.
Right.
You know, so like I like the separation of friends from... Maybe friends.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like,
but following 10 people followed by 4,000, I'm like, you're not Beyonce.
You're not Beyonce, okay? Get over it, Jessica.
When they decorate their car with Rudolph nose and antlers for the holiday.
No car decorations. Any kind of car decoration, I am out.
So bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers out.
Out.
Bumper stickers out. Cloth wheel cover.
Out.
dangling
eyelashes on the bug. Like eyelashes on the headlights.
Out.
Yeah.
Even like a fucking one of those like family stickers, like the baby on board or the out.
I once in high
your game car over. Must your car must have no distinctive
why is that
things. To me, it's just like you're trying to shout who you are. It's like the people who wear those like weird t-shirts, you know what I mean? Like
I'm funny.
Right. It's like you're trying to like shout who you are instead of just like being who you are. I don't even know all the stick figures of your fucking family. Like,
I'm a child of divorce.
And I mean, I had.
Bragger. And it's also like I just see you getting you on the road yelling out the window like, fuck you and your happy family.
If your family was happy enough, you wouldn't have to showcase it with a bumper sticker.
Yeah. And also, it's funny to me that if they ever get in an accident, like, do they point at the stick figure family? Like, look what you got in an accident with his family. like as if you could avoid, like as if anyone's like, oh, I better drive safer around the stick figure family. I don't want to kill. No one wants to get in an accident.
Exactly. Even those college decals. I remember in high school, like when you got into the college, you'd do it. Like I did, I think, have one back in the day. But now I look back on it and I'm like, what an asshole.
I agree. I remember I put up like a Yankees suck sticker on my car in high school. And my dad was like, what are you doing? Why are you inviting such bullshit?
Like, yeah, I mean, I guess you live in Boston, so
but it's
like,
also like, why are you even starting?
Right. It's like the guy who wore the hat. Didn't we say
we were in the airport at 6:30 in the morning. This guy's wearing a political hat, and it's like, dude,
not now.
We're all just trying to fucking get along with our lives. Right. We're gonna. Get us in the morning. Like,
right.
Let me have a coffee first before you go on your political fucking rant or whatever.
I agree. I like nothing on the car.
I'm on your side now. Deal breaker for me too. You've
brought
me over.
Were you originally going to be okay with it?
Originally, I was like, what could be so bad? And then I think of that stick figure family.
Stick figure family?
Yeah, the stick figure. Thank you. The stick figure family. And I'm like, just like the idea that like, I don't know, that you're an elevated car.
Right. You like, ordered that online? Like, to show your...
You went through the process of getting it. That's the more annoying thing.
Right. Even just like the idea of you going and ordering it is annoying.
Yeah. I agree with that. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Regularly comments how hot your mom or dad is. Interesting one.
So I assume it's like the opposite sex for them, or it could be either?
Opposite. So like they
If I'm dating you and I'm like, your dad is like so hot.
I'd be like, it'd be a turnoff.
Yeah.
It'd be like, are you...
Have you ever, like, thought it? Like...
It's all in how you say it.
Right.
Like, you can go, hey, mom's beautiful. She looks great.
Yeah.
You know, that's she looks fine. Great is different than, oh, baby. Ooh, your mom is so hot.
Like, right, I'm trying to think, like, if I was just like, yeah, your dad's just, like, very... I guess what if I said, like, your dad's a really handsome guy.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm
with
okay
that.
With
yeah.
it. Like, to me, there's a difference of like, I think when you say someone's parent, wow, they look great, it's almost in a compliment to you a little bit.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, you're going to be looking great.
Jeans.
You have those
you're,
jeans.
You're like related to that. Yeah.
But when you get into the, so hot, it's like, no, you're not even waiting.
Right. You made it weird.
Yeah. You want the after now. Like, this is the before and after, and you're like, no, I want that.
Right, well, this is what who you're with. What if someone said, like, your brother, what if they were like, oh, your brother's really hot?
That I'm fine with.
Okay.
I mean, like, in that way, the way you just said it.
Right.
But if it was like, oh, man, your brother, wow. Like, that'd be a lot.
Right.
Like, but if, oh, your brother's, he's a good-looking guy. We got to find someone for him. You know, okay.
There's a way to say it. Okay.
Man, oh, beauty. Sister's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's got to get with a million guys waiting for her. You know, I know that annoys people when they're single. Like, how are you single? I'm not saying it that way to them. I'm saying
right.
You would say it to like the sibling.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I agree.
Yeah. It's a, depends on
you gotta
how you say it.
Right. You gotta say it a certain way though.
Yeah. It's a respectful thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to use words like beautiful and handsome, not like sexy or hot.
Mama's bringing the heat.
Yeah. I don't think you can use the word sexy to describe someone's family member.
Man, your mom's sexy. That's so weird.
Right. Not okay.
We did it again, Jordana.
We did it. This was fun.
Lots of fun. Good to be back here in the studio. Again, everyone who came out to shows, thank you. If you're listening right now, keep telling a friend. Keep telling a coworker. Keep telling someone with ears. We love the new listeners. We love the old ones. Let's keep it growing in 2020.
Put it on your story. Last podcast of 2019.
We did it. It's been a great year. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Bye. Betches.